I want to talk first about some of the credit card breaches that we had, because people always ask me about the things that are going on in the world today. So we had the Target breach less than a year ago. We had Neiman Marcus point of sale systems breached as well. We had Michael's breach of the same thing, credit card processing equipment in the stores breached. Yahoo had email accounts stolen, 40 million email accounts stolen from their database, including usernames and passwords. We're seeing so many breaches today. Home Depot, we thought, was the biggest breach, right, at 56 million credit cards. And then now we learn more recently that we have J.P. Morgan, who lost 76 million records due to a hack. Now, when you have this type of breach, the J.P. Morgan specifically, that's a dangerous situation because that includes Social Security numbers. And that's the key to stealing your identity, is for the bad guys to get your Social Security number. So we're going to cover that in just a couple of seconds. What is even more amazing to me is this is a headline from USA Today a couple of days ago. 500 million records have been stolen in 12 months. So it's not just these other breaches that we've seen. It's small businesses as well being breached and individuals getting information stolen from them as well. Now back to the credit card situation. A lot of people ask about this. The problem in the United States is with credit cards is we still use old-fashioned technology. We use the magnetic strip on credit cards, which has been not even used in Europe anymore. They've been using the computer chips in credit cards for at least 10 years, maybe longer than that. And that would make our credit card processing a lot safer. Now, using the embedded chip in a credit card would not have stopped the Target or the Home Depot breach, but it would have stopped what they can do with the information, and that is take fake cards and embed that information that they stole from Target onto fake cards to be used. Now, the embedded chips are coming in the future. We'll see that in the next year or so. The merchants have to get the equipment. The banks have to give us the credit cards. But in the next year or so, because of Target, we're going to start seeing embedded computer chips in credit cards versus the magnetic strips, which has caused some of the problems today or made us more vulnerable. Okay, so with all that being said, I'm going to jump right in. And by the way, with regard to those breaches, if you have any issues with Home Depot or Target, where you've used your credit card at those locations, it's not necessary that you get a new credit card, and maybe you've got one already. Just keep a really close eye on your credit card statements, and if you use debit cards at those locations, keep a close eye on your bank statements as well, which we should be doing anyway. So let's talk next about the town that I live in, Kansas City, Missouri. There is an area of town called the Country Club Plaza. On one end of the Country Club Plaza, there's a Cheesecake Factory restaurant. There's a Starbucks about a tenth of a mile away. A lady who attended a presentation similar to this, after the presentation, about a day or two later, she called me up and she said, I had an event happen to me. I had the credit card taken out of my purse, which was taken out of my wallet and my purse. The MasterCard was pulled right out when I wasn't looking. She didn't know it happened till the next day when MasterCard called her up and said, did you make a purchase of a $2,000 espresso machine last night? Now, she was not anywhere near Starbucks. She was in the Cheesecake Factory restaurant, so she was a tenth of a mile away, but she didn't make that purchase. And she realized what happened. Someone had bumped up against her and pulled out her credit card when she wasn't looking. Now, they took that charge off her bill. She's not going to have to pay for the cost of that. We all end up paying the cost of fraud eventually. But that's credit card fraud. That's not identity theft. Identity theft is a much more difficult problem to solve. That lasts a lot longer. Credit card fraud, they take the charge off your bill, and everything goes back to normal. What's so interesting about this case, though, is the timeline. So now we know, after she got the phone call, that they stole the credit card at 9:10 p.m., and then it takes about a minute to walk to Starbucks, and he made the purchase, we know from the credit card records, at 9:16 p.m. And what's so amazing about this timeline is the crook only had to wait in line for 5 minutes at Starbucks. That's the most amazing part. If I try to put any humor into this presentation, and to the extent that you might think it's funny, it's not because I'm not deadly serious about the topic of fraud. Of course, fraud is a very, very serious topic. Okay, so identity theft is much different than credit card fraud. Identity theft is where they get your social, they open up new accounts. It could be credit card accounts, it might be loans, it could be checking accounts. They might file taxes in your name or request reimbursement for medical care that you didn't get in your name. And those could be long-lasting problems. The effect could linger for weeks, months, sometimes even years. And the key to keeping your identity safe, to not have this happen to you, is, of course, protecting your Social Security number. Now, your Social Security number is the key to stealing your identity. If they don't have my social, they can't open an American Express card, for example. So I need the social to do that. No credit card company is going to give you a credit card unless they run a credit check, and you need the social to run the credit check. So keeping your identity safe from financial fraud, from a financial identity theft, the key to that is protecting your Social Security number. So you already know you don't carry your Social Security card around with you. But what about your Medicare card? Or what about people in your family that are carrying around your Medicare card? That's your health insurance card, like my parents. This is their health insurance card. They carry it with them all the time. And on the Medicare card is printed your Social Security number. So if you lose your documents, if your purse or wallet gets stolen, then it puts you at risk of identity theft because now they have the Social Security number plus your birth date and your name and address from your driver's license. So if you think your Social Security number is at risk for any reason, then the first thing you should do, there's two things you should do, and that if this gets lost, I'm going to tell you two things to do right away, but this also pertains to people that may not be on Medicare. Let's say you get a letter from a company that says, we lost your Social Security number, it was on a laptop that was stolen out of a car. Or you were a client of J.P. Morgan and we lost your Social Security number because the Russians hacked into our computers and stole it. So what do? Two things you need to do right away, and the first is to put a fraud alert on your credit reporting account. We all have credit accounts, credit reporting histories that are maintained at three credit reporting agencies. And on one of the handouts that you have, you'll see a list of all those agencies. And all you have to do is contact one of them and let them know that something has happened with your Social Security number, and they will put this fraud alert on your account. That lasts for 90 days, and you can renew it every 90 days, and you can do that indefinitely. And that should prevent people from opening these new accounts in your name if they get your Social Security number. Now, in the state of Ohio, you can also freeze your credit. And if you're at the position in life where you never think you're going to need to apply for credit again, or maybe just minimally you'll have to do that in your life, consider freezing your credit. For senior citizens, it's free to do that. For others, it's $10 per credit reporting agency. But the bad guys can't open accounts in your name because they can't get access to your credit report because it's frozen. And you can still get access to it to open accounts yourself. You just have to unfreeze it. It's a little more cumbersome than a fraud alert, but it is a sure way to protect your identity from being stolen for financial purposes. You can contact the credit reporting agencies that are listed on the form and just ask them about credit freezes as well, and they'll be able to do that for you here in the state of Ohio, as in any other state. Now, the second thing you need to do, besides the fraud alert or a credit freeze, is related to this problem, which is a huge problem today. It's where someone steals your information and they file tax returns in your name. So let's say I'm a crook and I get your Social Security number. About January 15th of any year, the IRS starts accepting tax returns for the previous year. So I file a tax return in your name, with your social, with your name and address, and of course I have a prepaid debit card or a check sent to me at another address, and I make up all the numbers, and I might put in, even include in the envelope, W-2s, which I print on my home computer. All made up. Everything's fake. The numbers are not real, but the IRS will provide me with cash right away as the refund on the tax. Now, when you go to file your taxes in February or March or April, the IRS will reject your tax return because you only get to file one tax return per person, and you've already filed one according to the IRS. But it's a crook who filed in ahead of you and now has stolen your identity to get a refund in your name, which creates a huge problem for you. Not only do you have your identity stolen, but now you got to deal with the IRS. You're not going to get your refund, and it could cause you long-term problems in getting your refunds and your tax returns filed in the future. So there's an easy way to prevent this from happening. If you think your Social Security number is at risk for any reason, you can fill out this form, and this form is called an identity, it's called an identity theft affidavit, and you can get there very simply by just Googling that term, identity theft affidavit. Here's the form that comes up. As a Google result, you click on the link there, you click on the Google result, and this form will then be able to be downloaded by you and filled out and printed. You send that into the IRS, and the IRS will send to you a PIN number, and that PIN number will be used to file taxes for you in the future for that year. And so the bad guy theoretically doesn't have your PIN number because that's delivered to your home address. So you need it to file with TurboTax, you need it to file by paper, you need the PIN to file with your CPA as well. This PIN prevents identity theft refund fraud. And you only fill that out if you think you're at risk of identity theft due to this to someone getting your Social Security number. So those are the two things you need to do, a fraud alert and an identity theft affidavit filed with the IRS if you think your social is at risk. Okay, let's